Good evening and welcome to the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine, and it's fishing night here at TD Ballpark. Tonight is game three of this six-game series between the visiting Tampa Tarpons and your Dunedin Blue Jays. Your Blue Jays have taken the first two games of this series after last night's 7-4 victory. Dunedin starter Kendry Rojas looked fantastic last night, going five innings, only allowing one run, and eight strikeouts recorded. The Blue Jays jumped out to a two-run lead in the first, added five more in the seventh, and never looked back. Rojas got his second win of the season, and Connor Larkin came out for a four-out save, earning his third in as many opportunities, tying him for second in the league. Tonight, the Blue Jays send out Jasper Zulueta, making his third start of the season. Zulueta had a great first start against Bradenton coming back from injury, but struggled last week against Clearwater. He'll look to bounce back from that performance here tonight against this dangerous Tampa lineup. He'll take on the Tarpon starter, Richard Fitz, making his fifth start of the season. He's 0-1 with a 6.28 ERA through 14 in a third innings pitched. The lineups look like this for the Tarpons: batting first, DHing Alexander Vargas; batting second in center field, Jason Dominguez; batting third in left field, Madison Santos; batting fourth, the third baseman, Marcos Cabrera; batting fifth, the right fielder, Grant Richardson; batting sixth, the catcher, Ben Rice; batting seventh, the first baseman, Connor Cannon; batting eighth, the shortstop, Roberto Chirinos; and batting ninth, the second baseman, Luis Santos. For the Blue Jays, they look like this: batting first at shortstop, Adrian Pinto; batting second, the catcher, Major League rehabber Danny Jansen; batting third in right field, Gabby Martinez; batting fourth, the first baseman, Rainer Nunez; batting fifth, the third baseman tonight, Adriel Sotolongo; batting sixth in center field, Roque Salinas; batting seventh in left field, Glenn Santiago; batting eighth, the DH, Francisco Fajardo; and batting ninth, the second baseman, Jose Rivas. First pitch is in about 3 minutes. The Blue Jays take the field now. We'll be back after a short break. You're listening to the Dineen Blue Jays. About ready for first pitch as Danny Jansen throws down to second. Jasper Zulueta, the starter for your Blue Jays, making his third start of the season. He's got no record at the moment with a 3.68 ERA through 7 and a third pitch. Alexander Vargas, tonight's DH for Tampa, will lead it off. Vargas the DH as Zulueta kicks and fires, rips that first one into center field. That will drop. First pitch is a leadoff single for the Tarpons, and that'll bring up Jason Dominguez.
Now batting center fielder number 12, Jason Dominguez.
79 degrees here at TD Ballpark in beautiful Dunedin, Florida. Wind's blown out to right field for the third game, and have been an issue on pop-ups quite a bit over the last two games. First pitch cut and a miss, 96-mile-an-hour fastball, 0-1 to start off Dominguez. Zulu kicks and fires, that pitch taken up high, now 1-1. Alexander Vargas, the DH on first base. Zulu kicks and fires. There goes Vargas. That was the curveball. Throw is not going to be in time. Vargas in there safely with a stolen base. It's going to be a 1-2 count to Jason Dominguez. That pitch was called a strike on the outside corner. One and two. Now runner in scoring position. No outs for the Tarpons here in the first inning. The 1-2 up high. Fastball at 98 miles an hour for Zulu. When he's healthy, his fastball can reach up to 100. Usually sits around 96. Cut and a miss of the high breaking ball. Dominguez down on strikes for the first out of the inning. Let's take a look at the defense for the Blue Jays in the outfield left to right. Glenn Santiago, Roque Salinas, and Gabby Martinez. Along the infield, third to first, Adriel Sotolongo, Adrian Pinto, Jose Rivas, and Rainer Nunez with Danny Jansen behind the dish. One away here, Madison Santos, the left fielder. First pitch, a big cut and a miss, 0-1, 98 again on that fastball. Zulueta making his third start since coming off the IL. Tore his ACL in the first game of last season. In his first game of last season, I should say. The 0-1 grounder right up the middle. It's going to be over to first. It's a little low, but Nunez able to grab it and make out number two.
Third baseman, number 10, Marcos Cabrera.
Marcos Cabrera, the third baseman. Went 1-for-3 last night, hit a home run, his second of the series. Apart from that, he's 2-of-8 for the entire series, both of them being the two home runs. Swung on, lifted into center field. Salinas going back towards the warning track, and that's going to be off the top of the wall. That's going to be extra bases for Cabrera. The run comes in to score, and the Tarpons take an early 1-0 lead. Really good piece of hitting, sending that one straight back up the middle, all the way hit right on the yellow and blue at the top of the wall. An RBI double for Cabrera. And that'll bring up Grant Richardson, tonight's right fielder. It's Cabrera's fifth double of the year, driving in his 11th round. First pitch in there for a called strike, 0-1. No balls and a strike. A runner still in scoring position for Tampa as Zulueta comes set, kicks and fires, and they're going to call Bach. So no pitch at Bach called by the field umpire. Might have been a little quick, might not have completely come set. 0-1. Kicks and fires, and that one fouled off. Now 0-2 to Richardson. No balls, two strikes. Zulueta trying to limit. I mean, that one hits him. 97, right on the elbow. No elbow guard as well for Grant Richardson. Toss the bat down. He jogs over to first, and that will bring
catcher,
up Ben Rice, the catcher.
Ben Rice.
Fastball got away from him. Now two down, runners on the corners for Tampa. Ben Rice, DH last night for Tampa. Went 0-for-4. First pitch is going to be outside. 99 on that one for Zulueta. He looks like he's back fully healthy. At least if you're just looking at the radar gun for his fastball. 1-0. That one just below the zone. Two balls, no strikes. Cabrera on third, Richardson on first. Runner goes. Richardson The throw to second will not be in time, and Cabrera holds up there at third. Second stolen base of the inning for the Tarpons. Now two runners in scoring position. Two balls and a strike to count. Cabrera thought about taking off as the throw from Jansen skipped on the infield grass. 2-1 pitch from Zulu. Cut and a miss. 99 inside. 2-2. Zulueta here on a minor league rehab stint from Vancouver. Our high A affiliate steps off the rubber, takes that pickoff attempt. Two balls, two strikes, kicks and fires. Was inside, fouled off. Well, foul. Ben Rice keeping himself alive. Count still 2-2. Rice playing of the season so far. He's yet to record a hit through nine at-bats. 2-2, that one inside, and that hit him. Second hit by pitch by Zulueta. And now the bases are loaded.
First baseman, number 50, Connor Cannon.
Connor Cannon, the first baseman tonight. That gets Jansen over to the mound to talk to Zulu. Yasver Zulueta ranks as the 19th prospect in the Blue Jays organization. He's got some electric stuff, but obviously coming off injury, working to get everything back in line. Two away here. First pitch. Low and outside. Jansen able to make the grab. Suck his glove out for it. 1-0. The 1-0, cut and a miss, 98 down the middle. Couldn't catch up to it, 1-1. Fastball, curveball, slider, and a changeup for Zulu in his repertoire. One and one. Pitch on the way, fouled off. Now 1-2. Big opportunity for Tampa here to try to get out to a big lead early on. Zulu trying to limit the damage to just one. One ball, two strikes. Kicks and fires. Cut and a miss. That one down low. It's right at Jansen's foot, and he's going to step on home for the force out. Smart play by him. And that will end the inning. Tampa scores one. They leave. The base is loaded. We'll head to the bottom half of the first. It's 1-0 here at TD Ballpark. You're listening to the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network. We're back here in the bottom half of the first inning. 1-0 Tampa leading here after the top half of this first frame. Adrian Pinto leading off, followed by Danny Jansen and Gabby Martinez. They're all due up. First pitch from Richard Fitz is outside for ball 1-0. Fitz making his fifth start of the year. Kicks and fires that one in there, 92. Evens up the count 1-1. 0-1 on the year, 6.28 ERA through 14 and a third. And high up in the air. That's been trouble for infielders all series long. And out there to make the grabs, the shortstop Roberto Chirinos. Let's take a look at the defense for the Tarpins. In the outfield, lots of right, Madison Santos, Jason Dominguez, and Grant Richardson. Along the infield, third to first, Marcos Cabrera, Roberto Chirinos, Luis Santos, and Connor Cannon with Ben Rice behind the plate. Danny Jansen, he's now up, one out, bases empty. Takes that first pitch for ball 1-0. Jansen here rehabbing an oblique injury, just like his teammate in Toronto, Teoscar Hernandez, was a week ago. That one in there now, 1-1 the count. So far in a stint, 2 of 6, 3 runs scored. Fitz kicks and fires that one in there. 4 called strike, now 1-2 to Jansen. A ball and 2 strikes, 1 away. Out of the windup, Fitz kicks and fires that one up high. Count squared up, 2-2. Fitz kicks and fires that one up high. Pops up off the glove of Rice. And now the count is full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Three balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Jansen on the IL since April 11th. Swung on, lifted into left field. Coming in is Madison Santos, and he'll make the grab for out number 2.
Right fielder, Nunez.
Gabby Martinez, the right fielder tonight, batting in the 3-hole. He's had a good couple games. First pitch he takes outside, 1-0. Went 1-for-4 last night, drove in 2. And in the 2 prior games, he'd hit 2 home runs. Rice having a little trouble with the handle. That'll be something to keep an eye out for. Or for the listeners, keep an ear out for. 2 balls, no strikes. Fitz kicks and fires that one low. Now Martinez quickly with a 3-0 count in his favor. Rainer Nunez, the first baseman on deck. That one inside. That one called a strike. Martinez thought for sure that was going to be a ball 4. He started jogging over to first. Really, before the pitch even got to Ben Rice. 3 balls and a strike. That one in there as well. He's trying to will that ball 4 call. Three balls, 2 strikes, full count to Martinez. That one in on the hands, popped up. Blooper, that's going to fall for a base hit over the head of Roberto Chirinos, the shortstop. Heading out there in the left center field. It's going to be ran in by Chirinos. A hit. That one.
First baseman.
Reminiscent to
Rainer Nunez.
The walk-off that we had a couple weeks ago that Martinez hit himself. 40 miles an hour over the first baseman's head on that one. Now, one on, two away for Rainer Nunez. 8 home runs on the year. 0-1. That's tied for the Florida State League lead. It's tied for third in RBIs. Top 5 in average. Top 10 in OPS among all Florida State League qualified players. Move over to first with Martinez back in easily. It's also the team leader here in home runs, obviously, and RBI. He's got 19. The 0-1. That one lifted right side. Shallow right field. That's actually going to stay on the infield. The second baseman, Luis Santos, getting underneath it and will make the grab. Blue Jays leave one, score none. We'll head to the top half of the second. It's 1-0. Tampa leads. We're back here, top half of the second. Zulu back out on the mound for the Blue Jays. Roberto Chirinos, the shortstop, fouls that first pitch off the end of his bat. 0-1 to start him. Tampa scored one in the first inning. Left the bases loaded. Zulu able to get out of that jam, allowing minimal damage. The 0-1, cut and a miss. That looked like the slider. Really nice pitch. Just below the zone that Chirinos chased at. Now 0-2. Zulu kicks and fires that one. He yanked into the left-handed batter's box and gets to the backstop 1-2. Ball and two strikes. Chirinos, first game of this series. And did he check his swing there? He did. That slider low and away almost got him to take a hack at it. He was able to hold up his swing 2-2. Zuleta kicks and fires, cut and a miss, fastball low and away, got him to chase it, 97 for out number one.
Second baseman, number one, Luis Santos.
Luis Santos, the second baseman. 3 strikeouts so far for Zuleta. Swung on, that one's fouled off to start it, 0-1. Santos didn't play in last night's game, but in game one went 0-4. 2 Ks, he did reach on an error and score. That one low and away. On the year, batting 171. The 1-1 from Zulueta. Nice curveball there. Gets the strike call at the bottom of the zone. Now 1-2. Hosmer kicks and fires. That curveball again. Soft grounder over to Sotolongo at third. Throw is not going to be in time. And Nunez able to keep it in front of him as that ball was in the dirt. Sotolongo had to run a long way for that one. And with
designated hitter
Santos
five,
having above
Alexander
average speed
Vargas
down the line, there wasn't much of a chance as the top of the order comes back up. Alexander Vargas, the DH. First pitch is in there for a called strike on the outside corner. 0-1 to start off Vargas. The 0-1 is outside. 1-1. Run on first, one away. Blue Jays have been really good this season at converting double play balls. The runner goes, so they won't have a chance on it. Jansen with a throw, and it is going to be safe. The ball popped out of Adrian Pinto's mitt. So another stolen base for the Tarpons here. Got three already. Runner in scoring position effectively takes out that double play ball. The curveball outside corner. Got it. Got the call.
That's nasty.
Fourth strikeout for Zulueta, and that's going to bring
center
up Jason
fielder,
Dominguez.
Number 12, Jason Dominguez.
Third straight out by Zulueta recorded via the strikeout. Two away, Jason Dominguez. He's been really good this series. Swung on, hard hit grounder over to second. Rivas picks it up. Throw is going to be in time to get Dominguez, and that will strand the runner on second.
Man, oh man,
we'll head to the bottom half of the second, but first, are you ready to turn your love for driving into a paycheck every Friday? Academy Bus is hiring professional drivers at $18 an hour with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. Visit the careers page at academybus.com to apply now. Academy Bus from Boston to Miami, we know the way. Academy Bus, the official bus service of your Dunedin Blue Jays. We're back here, home half of the second inning. 1-0, Tampa leads. One run on three hits so far. Blue Jays, one hit in the first, couldn't bring it around. Adriel Sotolongo, the third baseman, will lead it off. And did he check his swing? Either way, it was called a strike, 0-1 to start him. Sotolongo, Salinas, and Santiago all due up in this half inning. Fits out of the windup, kicks and fires that slider. Got Sotolongo to chase, now down 0-2. Sotolongo on the year batting 268. The 0-2 up high. One ball, two strikes. Fitz kicks and fires that one and skips just before the plate. Now 2-2. 2-2. Cut and a miss. Breaking ball top of the zone. I think it would have been a little bit high, but Sotolongo went after it. That's out number one.
Number 50.
Strikeout number one for Fitz. Roque Salinas, the center fielder, batting 256 on the year. First pitch he sees is in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start him off. Salinas has had a really good run of games recently on this homestand. The 0-1. That one, did it hit him or did it hit the bat? I'm not sure what they're going to call it. Definitely hit something. It did bounce off of Ben Rice as well. I think that went off the end of the bat, the knob, because Salinas is now down 0-2. Salinas, 9 hits over his last 5 games. 0-2, grounder right side to keep himself alive. Going into the Clearwater game on May 3rd, Salinas is batting 0-67. And since then, in those 6 games, grounder over to Fitz. He's going to run it over a little bit. Underhand toss to Connor Cannon for out number 2. He's batting, now batting 256.
Left fielder,
for that at bat. That's going to bring up Glenn Santiago, the left fielder. Santiago batting 308 since being brought up to Dunedin. First pitch is up high to him. 1-0 the count. One oh, cuts and misses of that fastball. Evens it up 1-1. Santiago hit a go-ahead 2-run shot in the 5th inning of game 1 here in that crazy comeback by the Blue Jays, and he went around, foul tipped it. Now 1-2. That was his first home run in a Blue Jays uniform. Fitz kicks and fires that one low and away. Francisco Fajardo, the DH on deck. The 2-2 from Fitz up high. Full count, 2 away to Santiago. Pitch on the way. That one, top of the zone, called strike 3. Santiago thought he drew the walk. But instead, to the top half of the 3rd inning, it's 1-0 Tampa out in front. We're back here, top half of the third inning. Madison Santos, the left fielder, will lead it off for Tampa. Santos, Cabrera, and Richardson do up for the Tarpons. First pitch skips in the dirt. 1-0 to start off the left fielder. Santos grounded out to shortstop in his first at bat. And he takes that one low and in, now 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Zulueta fires that one, grounder up the middle. That's going to go through past the diving Rivas, second base side, for a base hit. Leadoff man on for the Tarpon, second time in these first three innings for Tampa.
Third baseman, number 10, Marcos Cabrera.
One on, no outs. Marcos Cabrera, he doubled in Alexander Vargas in the first inning. He's got a runner on, no outs. First pitch is up high, taking for a ball, 1-0. Outfield shaded over to the right side. On the ground, he tends to pull, and in the air, he tends to send it a little bit the other way as he takes that one on the inside corner for a strike, now 1-1. Zulueta, 36 pitches through the first two innings now. 41 is where five pitches into this half inning. 1-1, runner goes. Caught in a miss there. Jansen with a throw, and he's safe again. Fourth stolen base for Tampa so far. 1-2 count to Cabrera. Tampa being very, very aggressive today. Zulueta kicks and fires that one in there, called strike three. Cabrera. Fifth strikeout for Zulueta.
Right fielder, number 31, Grant Richardson.
Well, there's been a runner in scoring position in each of these first three innings for the Tarpons. Zulueta's going to have to pitch around that. Pinto close to second, keeping Santos on. That first pitch taken for a strike inside corner, 0-1. Big hack at that one. Now Richardson down 0-2. Was hit by a pitch, made it all the way to second in that first inning. Hit by a pitch on an 0-2 count. Zulueta kicks and fires. That one fouled off right side on the ground now. Count stays 0-2. Santos will have to jog back over to second. Zulueta comes set, kicks and fires. Cut and a miss. Another strikeout for Zulueta. And now two down.
Now batting, number 23, Ben Rice.
Strikeout number six for Yosber. Ben Rice, the catcher, coming back up. He was also hit by a pitch in that first inning. And the runner goes, delayed steal. Jansen with the throw over to third. Sotolongo with the tag, and he is out. Tampa makes the third out at third. And we'll head to the bottom half of the third. And don't forget, your Blue Jays continue this series against the Tampa Tarpons all the way through Sunday before hitting the road for a week. Go to DineenBlueJays.com for tickets or listen live here at the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network. We're back here, bottom half of the third inning, 1-0 lead for Tampa. Francisco Fajardo will lead it off for the Blue Jays, followed by Jose Rivas, and top of the order, Adrian Pinto. First pitch from Fitz, lifted into right center field. Going back is Dominguez and Richardson to the warning track, and that is out of here. Home run for Francisco Fajardo ties up this ball game in the third inning. Francisco Fajardo with his second home run of the season makes it 1-1. Great piece of hitting on the first pitch of this inning. And that'll bring up Jose Rivas. Base is empty, but now tie ball game.
Second baseman, number 7, Jose Rivas.
The long ball from Fajardo ties us up here. First pitch to Rivas is up high. Taken for a ball, 1-0. That one skips across. Now 2-0. Rivas ahead in the count. Second home run of the year given up by Richard Fitz. And the second home run in as many games that Fajardo has played in. He hit a 3-run shot in game 1 of this series. Now taking an outside, now a 3-1 count to Rivas. Three balls, one strike. Fitz fires. And that one off the end of the bat, right side into right field towards the line. And a diving catch out there made by Grant Richardson. What a play right on the foul line. Really nice play by Richardson.
Number 44.
Robs a base hit from Rivas, and that'll bring up the top of the order, Adrian Pinto. Pinto, he popped out to shortstop in his first at bat. He lifts that one up in the air, right side of the infield into foul territory towards the Blue Jays dugout, and the catch will be made by Connor Cannon. Two really nice plays by the Tampa defense on back-to-back pitches. And now the Tarpons are running off the field. They think that was out number 3. We're going to have to hold up a second. Everybody but Dominguez and Richardson were running off the field. Richard Fitz as well was running off the field. He forgot he gave up that home run to lead it off. Jansen will step in. He'll rightfully get the at-bat he deserves. A crowd... Gets a pretty good kick out of that one. Large crowd tonight. It's fishing night here at TD Ballpark. First 1,000 fans of the night got a DJ Fishing bobblehead. Oh, one as he cut and missed that one. The 0-1 pitch. Swung on, lifted. That'll stay shallow left field. Going out there is Chirinos, the shortstop. He made it all the way, quite a long ways out in the outfield, makes the grab. And that will end the inning. We'll head to the top half of the fourth. We're tied on the Fajardo home run. 1-1 here at TD Ballpark. We're back here in the top half of the fourth. It's tied after that Francisco Fajardo home run. Fajardo went yardo. And Ben Rice, the catcher, will lead it off for Tampa here in the fourth inning. First pitch he takes down low. 1-0. Rice was up at the plate when Santos was caught stealing at third. He's here to take his at-bat. A little delayed. Now 2-0. Balls, no strikes. Zulu kicks and fires. A foul ball back into the netting now. 2-1 to the catcher. Rice hit by a pitch in the first inning. 2-1. Fouled off back to the netting again. This time in on the hands. Two balls, two strikes. Zulueta pitching well. Stuff's looked good, but he's given up four hits so far. Cut and a miss. Ben Rice down on strikes. Strikeout number 7 for Jasper Zulueta.
First baseman, number 50, Connor Cannon.
Connor Cannon, the first baseman. He struck out to end the first inning. Kicks and fires. That one, the slider. Cannon swung over it. Now 0-1. The 0-1 from Zulu. That one in there. 96. From 79 to 96. Not easy for the hitter. And the 0-2. Got him the chase of that pitch way in the dirt. He gives up on it as Jansen tags him out. Strikeout number 8 for Zulueta and out number 2 of this inning.
Shortstop number 9, Roberto Chirinos.
Six pitches so far for Zulueta. Roberto Chirinos, the shortstop. First pitch in there for a called strike. 0-1. Zulueta looks to have settled down quite well here. 0-1. That one just inside. How is the changeup coming in at 87? The 1-1. That one outside. Fastball right now sitting around 96 to 98. It's pretty normal for him. Coming back from injury. That one in. Fouled off, up and out of play. Now 2-2 to Chirinos. Slider right around the 80s. Curveball mid-70s with that changeup. Coming in around 87, 88. That one, the slider. Got him looking inside corner. Got the call. Zulueta strikes out the side, and we'll head to the bottom half of the fourth inning. It's 1-1 here at TD Ballpark. We're back here in the bottom half of the fourth inning, 1-1 ball game. Gabby Martinez, the right fielder, will lead it off. He singled in the center field, first hit of the game for the Blue Jays back in the first inning. Faith kicks and fires. That one popped up back out of play. 0-1 to start him off. That one bounces around the seating bowl area. That one fouled straight down now. 0-2 quickly to Martinez. No balls, two strikes. Martinez, Nunez, and Sotolongo all do up in this half inning for Dunedin. The 0-2 pitch, cut and a miss of that fastball in the outside corner. Martinez down on strikes, three pitches. That's going to bring up Nunez.
First baseman, number 37, Rainer Nunez.
Third strikeout of the game for Richard Fitz, and that's going to bring up Nunez. That first pitch skips across right on the chalk of the inside part of the left-handed batter's box. 1-0. Popped out to second base, and his first at-bat fouls that one off. Ball and a strike. One ball, one strike. Fitz kicks and fires that one in there. Nunez down on the count, 1-2. The 1-2 pitch, in on the hands. He pops it up right side. Going out is the second baseman again, Santos. Sounded like it might have broke the bat. And that's going to be two down.
Third baseman, number 22, Adriel Sotolongo.
Adriel Sotolongo, the third baseman tonight. He struck out swinging in his first at bat. First pitch he sees is a ball just off the plate, 1-0. Pitch off the end of the bat, fouled liner into the netting just above the Blue Jays dugout. Evens it up 1-1. One ball, one strike. Pitch from Fitz is in there right at the knees. 1-2. That one off the end of the bat. That's going to find its way into center field for a two-out single. Sotolongo on for the first time tonight, and that's going to bring up Roque Salinas.
Now batting number 50, Roque Salinas.
Roque Salinas, the center fielder. First pitch, swung on. That's going to be ripped into right field, and diving again is Richardson. What a play by the right fielder, flashing the leather. We'll head to the top half of the fifth. It's 1-1 here at TD Ballpark. We'll be right back. we're back here. Top half of the fifth inning. Luis Santos, the second baseman, will lead it off for Tampa. Zulueta out there for his fifth inning of work. Kicks and fires. First pitch, low and away. Nine strikeouts through the first four. One run given up. That one popped up right side. That'll get out of play. Evens up the count 1-1. Santos 1-for-1. Infield single to third. Stole a base. Was stranded at second in the second inning. Santos, Vargas, and Dominguez all do up here. 1-1. That one grounder over to third. That's going to kick foul. Santos now down 1-2. Zulueta with his season high for strikeouts. It was 7 coming into tonight, that first start he made in Bradenton. The 1-2, curveball, left side of the infield. That's going to be a sliding play by Pinto. Throw is not going to be in time. A great effort by Adrian Pinto. Nice pick off the outfield grass right on the edge of it. It's going to be an infield single for Luis Santos, second
hitter,
one
five,
of the
Alexander
day.
Vargas.
This time the shortstop, and that's going to be the leadoff man on for Tampa. And a move over with Santos back in time. Close play on the pickoff. Blue Jays keep in mind of him. And a balk called on Zulueta again. His second of the night puts Santos in scoring position. No count to Vargas, the DH. Cut and a miss at that curveball. 0-1. Vargas 1-for-2. Cuts and misses at that slider. Now 0-2. Singled and scored in the first, struck out in the second. Runner in scoring position, nobody out for Tampa. Grounder right side, Nunez is going to grab it. He's going to take it himself unassisted to make the putout. Advancing over to third is Santos. And now with one out, that'll bring up Jason Dominguez.
Center fielder number 12, Jason Dominguez.
One on, one out. Runner 90 feet away. Infield playing in for the Blue Jays. First pitch. That's the curveball. In there for a called strike. Everyone in the infield except for Sotolongo at third, shaded to the right side. Dominguez, a pull hitter. That one taken up and out for a ball 1-1. Sotolongo staying close to third to keep Vargas honest on the base paths. 1-1, that one inside corner called a strike now, 1-2. That was the changeup there at 86. 1-2, a strikeout would be huge here for Zulueta. He steps off. He'll take that pickoff attempt to reset the pitch clock. 1-2 up high. Dominguez 0-for-2. Here in his third at bat. 2-2. Kicks and fires. Curveball got him to chase that one down. And two out here now. Top of the fifth. Huge strikeout there for Zulueta. That's going to get Donnie Murphy out. And I think we're going to have a pitching change, and we will. He points over to the bullpen. Zulueta got into some trouble here, but has been able to work around it for the most part, only giving up the one run. He is responsible for that runner on third. We'll have a new pitcher here at TD Ballpark when we return. 1-1, we got a tie game. We're back here, top half of the fifth, two outs, runner on third. Juan Nunez, the new pitcher for the Blue Jays, on for the fifth time this year. He'll come on to face Madison Santos. First pitch up high, taken for a ball 1-0. He comes in relief of Yosver Zulueta. The 1-0 outside. Zulueta, 4 2/3 inning pitched, 5 hits, no walks, 1 run so far. He is responsible for the man on third. Cut and a miss there, now 2-1. 10 strikeouts on the night for Zulueta. Nunez kicks and fires that one outside, now 3-1. Marcos Cabrera on deck. Luis Santos on third right now. 3-1. Kicks and fires outside. Nunez walks the first guy he faces. That's going to bring up Cabrera.
Third baseman, number 10, Marcos Cabrera.
Runners on the corners, two away. Matt on first. He leads the team in stolen bases. He's got 7 on the year. So I wouldn't be surprised if Tampa tries to send him. First pitch, taken up high. 1-0 to Cabrera. He's taking a big lead off there. The good big secondary lead, at least. I think they're checking to see if he'll even look at him. And he'll step off in that direction. 1 attempt for Nunez here. The 1-0, there goes Santos. Throw from Jansen will be in time to get him as Santos at second is tagged out, and Luis Santos from third was headed home. Huge caught stealing there by Danny Jansen behind the plate. We'll head to the bottom half of the fifth. It's still 1-1. We're back here, home half of the fifth inning, 1-1 ball game here at TD Ballpark. Glenn Santiago will lead it off for the Blue Jays. He's 0-1. He struck out looking in his first at bat back in that second inning. Santiago, Fajardo, and Rivas all do up. Santiago trying to lay down a bunt, pops it back up into the netting. Owen 1 to start off his at bat. Richard Fitz, they're pitching. Only 53 pitches through the first four innings for him. That one inside, taking four ball now. 1-1. Final line for Yasver Zulueta. 4 2/3 inning pitched. 5 hits, 1 run. It was earned. No walks, 10 strikeouts. 2 hit batters and 2 balks. Caught a miss there as Santiago now down to the count 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes. Fitz kicks and fires. That was outside. Two balls, 2 strikes. That one in the dirt, swung on by Santiago. Blocked by Rice. He tosses it over to first to complete the strikeout. That's one away here in the fifth.
Designated hitter, number 29, Francisco Fajardo.
Fourth strikeout of the night for Richard Fitz. Now Francisco Fajardo, tonight's DH, tied the game up in the third inning with a solo shot to right center field over to WestJet. First pitch, he was running with that. Ichiro is out. Oh, it looked like he almost beat it out. Really close play. Roberto Chirinos with the bullet throw. And that's two down.
Now batting number 7, Jose Rivas.
Two down now for Jose Rivas. He got robbed of a base hit by Grant Richardson out in right field. That one fouled off. Off the mitt of Ben Rice. 0-1 to start off Rivas. The 0-1 up high. One ball, one strike. 1-1 ball game, bottom half of the fifth inning. Fitz kicks and fires. Cut. And a miss by Rivas now, 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes. Fitz fires. That one in and out of the glove. That was fouled. A foul tip by Rivas as he cut at that one. unlucky for Ben Rice not to be able to keep that in his glove. But Rivas stays alive. One and two. That one in the dirt. Two balls, two strikes. Adrian Pinto, top of the order on deck. Fitz kicks and fires. Swings to that one, the fastball up high. Got him to chase. That's three up, three down in this half inning. Blue Jays fans, don't forget, tomorrow and every Friday home game, we have buy one, get one margaritas and house wine here at TD Ballpark. Baseball and BOGO Mards on a Friday night, sign me up. Go to DaneenBlueJays.com and get your very shortly. We're back here, top half of the sixth inning. New pitcher for the Blue Jays is the righty Luis Quiñones. Quiñones on here with on a rehab stint. One third of an inning. Got the job done on the out with the runner on third. And that one a foul tip now, 0-2, the count to Cabrera. The 0-2 pitch outside. 93-mile-an-hour fastball. Quiñones here on assignment from the Double-A Fisher Cats. 1-2 pitch to Cabrera, up and out. Evens up the count, 2-2. He's placed on the IL on April 8th. This is his first appearance since going down with injury. Two balls, two strikes out of the windup. Grounder right side, that's going to go foul right off the end of the bat. Cabrera staying alive. Quiñones pitched with Vancouver and New Hampshire last year. Time called and granted at the plate. Overall, Quiñones started 17 games last year. 4.06 ERA. That one off speed. He fouled off again. Now count stays 2-2. Quiñones, a 34th round draft pick back in 2019. And cut and a miss there. Nice off speed by Quiñones. First batter he faces, he strikes out swinging. That'll bring up Grant Richardson.
Right fielder, number 31, Grant Richardson.
One away, Richardson. Quiñones kicks and fires. First pitch lifted left side. That'll get out of play. The right fielder 0 for 1 on the night. Struck out swinging in the third. Hit by pitch in the first inning. That one just a little high, I believe. Now 1-1. The 1-1. Quiñones kicks and fires. That one fouled off again. Now 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Quiñones kicks and fires. That one, the curveball, down low. Couldn't get the chase or the call. Close pitch, just below the zone, though, I believe. 2-2. One-on-one ball game, top half of the sixth inning. Grounder right side, that'll be foul. Richardson fighting here. One away, top six. And he stepped off the rubber, waiting for the ball to leave the ballpark. 2-2. That one outside. Full count now to Grant Richardson. Three, two, fouled off towards the Blue Jays dugout off the railing. Rachel Balkovec, the Tarpons manager, had to jog a little bit to go. Counts full, 3-2. Cut and a miss, 93 mile an hour fastball. Gets Richardson swinging, second straight strikeout for Quiñones.
Catcher, number 23,
two up, two
Ben
down.
Rice.
That'll bring up Ben Rice. Two batters, two strikeouts. That one outside. 1-0. How about this? Quiñones last year, 75 and a third innings pitched, 115 strikeouts. That one popped up left side. That should get out of play, going over towards it. And just out of reach. That stayed close enough with that wind for Glenn Santiago to make a bid for it. That really just landed about maybe a foot away from his glove. Great effort as he jumped onto that railing, but it just goes down as a strike, 1-1. Quiñones with a K per nine rate of 13.74 last year between the two teams. One and one, that one just misses that curveball again down low. He's got great control on that curveball from his first few attempts at it here. Got some great vertical break on it. 2-1. That one below the zone. Three balls and a strike. Rice 0 for 1. 3-1 pitch. Liner picked. Almost picked by Nunez. Rivas following it up. Throw over. Hard hit liner that landed right in front of Nunez. He was unable to get it cleanly off the clay.
Now batting number 50, Connor Cannon.
And now that's going to be, see where they rule it. Ends up being an infield single for Ben Rice. That's his first hit with Tampa this year. One on, two away for Connor Cannon. That curveball a little bit inside. 1-0 to start off the first baseman. One ball, no strikes. Rice, a little hop over there. Caught and a miss of that fastball up high, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Kicks and fires. Foul tip there. Now 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Two away here. Quiñones kicks and fires. Cut and a miss. 94-mile-an-hour fastball in the outside corner. And Cannon couldn't get to it. We'll head to the bottom half of the sixth. It's 1-1 here at TD Ballpark. We're back here, bottom half of the sixth inning. It's 1-1. Adrian Pinto, top of the order, will lead it off, followed by Danny Jansen and Gabby Martinez. Fitz back out there again. Pinto trying to lay down a bunt, bunts it foul. 0-1 to start him off. It's popped out to short and to first base. 0-2 on the night. Fitz kicks and fires. That one inside. Called a strike. Looked to be a little bit inside. Pinto, I think, tried to sell it for closer to him than it was, but 0-2. Swung on. That's lifted into left field. That's going to fall for a base hit. Takes a wide turnaround first. Runs back. And one on, no outs for Danny Jansen.
The catcher, number 16, Danny Jansen.
Danny Jansen, the catcher. He's 0-2 today as well. Time called as Adrian Pinto puts on his base running glove. Normally referred to as the oven mitt. And there he goes, Pinto off of the pitch. That one popped up in the infield. He's going to have to run all the way back. Cabrera calling it off, and now Chirinos calling it off. He makes the grab, and that's one away.
Right fielder, number 20, Gabby Martinez.
That'll bring Gabby Martinez to the plate. One on, one out. And a move over to first with Pinto diving back in. Pinto, three stolen bases on the year. But only 3 of 8 on attempts. He has been caught 5 times this year. That one inside to start off Martinez. 1-0. Pinto looking pretty twitchy out there on first. I think he's going to try to go again. One away, Martinez at the plate. Going to move over. Pinto was leaning a little bit, able to get back. It's attempt number 2 for Fitz. If he attempts again, doesn't get Pinto, he's going to be awarded second base. Kicks and fires, cut and a miss on that curveball. 1-1. Usually allows the runner on base to get a large. And there he goes again. Foul tip. Pinto's going to head back to first. He sprinted down to second base twice now. He's had to head back both times. 1-2 count to Martinez. Pinto trying his hardest to get you on Academy bus stolen base here. One, two, he's off again. That one fouled off again. Ah, poor Adrian Pinto. He's running wind sprints right now on the base paths. He's looking like the USA hockey players in the movie Miracle on Ice. One ball, two strikes. There he goes again for the fourth time. Fouled off again. Oh, my goodness. Poor Adrian Pinto. That's his fourth time attempting to steal second. Three of those pitches have been fouled off. The other one was a pop-up to the infield that he then had to wind sprint back all the way to first. Count stays 1-2. Dunedin trying to get runners into scoring position. 1-2, he goes for the fifth time. Fouled off again. Oh, goodness. The Blue Jays dugout loving it. With Pinto now attempting 5 times, having to go back all 5. Vegas odds to see him go again are probably minus 600 here. 1-2. And a move over, and he's back in safely. And he's going to be awarded second base without having to steal it. And he's going to lightly jog and now walk to second. He deserves it. Finds himself in scoring position. How about that? Attempting to get into second, attempting to steal second 5 times, and you finally are able to get to second, but you don't get a stolen base on your stat sheet. Ball and 2 strikes. That one down and away. Now runner in scoring position, 2-2 count to Martinez, 1 away. Opportunity for the Blue Jays to take the lead here in the bottom half of the 6th. Balls, 2 strikes. Pinto dancing over there. He takes off. That one fouled off again. got to credit Gabby Martinez. Keeping himself alive at the plate, fouling off those tough pitches, but it comes at the expense of Adrian Pinto's legs and lungs. Count stays 2-2. See if he goes again. He does not. That one down in the dirt. Now a full count to Gabby Martinez. Rainer Nunez on deck. Three balls, two strikes, one away. Runner in scoring position here, bottom of the sixth. Fitz kicks and fires. That one outside. Martinez, a very well-worked walk. Not concerned for Adrian Pinto to really keep track of how many he fouled off, but it was at least five. Keeping himself alive. Rainer Nunez now coming up. Two on, one away. And that's going to get the pitching coach for Tampa, Grayson Crawford, out to talk to Fitz how to strategically go about pitching to Rainer Nunez. Mentioned earlier, Nunez tied for the league lead with 8 home runs. He's tied up with Carlos Dominguez of the St. Lucie Mets. He's also the team leader in batting average, team leader in RBIs. So the right guy at the plate for the Blue Jays here. Bottom half of the sixth inning, 1-1 ball game. Runners on first and second, one away. He'll step in, dig in. Martinez on first, and you already know that Pinto's on second. Fitz kicks in, fires. There goes Pinto and Martinez. Both are going to be in safely. Pinto just, I think, took off on his own accord. He wanted that stolen base on his stat sheet so bad. Martinez delayed with it, but now both runners in scoring position for the Blue Jays. 1-0 count to Nunez, infield now in. Those stolen bases finally brought to you by Academy Bus. Fourth of the year for Pinto. Swung on, lifted into center field, going back is Dominguez. He turns, and that is high off the batter's eye. A 3-run shot for Rainer Nunez. He takes over sole position four with 9 home runs. Oh, what a shot by Nunez. And that's going to end the day for Richard Fitz. Rachel Balkovec emerges from the Tampa dugout, and that will do it for Richard Fitz on his day. A 3-run shot gives the Blue Jays a 4-1 lead off the bat of Rainer Nunez. We'll be back in just a brief moment with a new pitcher for Tampa. 4-1 ball game here at TD Ballpark. We're back here in the bottom half of the sixth. Now a 4-1 lead for your Blue Jays after that three-run shot from Rainer Nunez knocks out Richard Fitz. Harold Cortijo, the new pitcher for Tampa. First pitch to Sotolongo is a wave and a miss at the fastball. 0-1 to start him. Cortijo on for the eighth time. 12 innings pitch, a 4.50 ERA. Waves and misses that one. That was a slider. Backed it up after that fastball. 0-2 now to Sotolongo. And wave and miss at that one. Three really tough pitches by Harold Cortijo. Gets the first batter out via the strikeout.
Number 50, Roque Salinas.
Second out of the inning, first recorded by Cortijo. That brings up Roque Salinas. Takes that first pitch for a called strike, 0-1. Cortijo, the Yankees' 14th round pick in 2017 out of Puerto Rico. That one skips in front of Salinas. Able to kick towards the plate, though, to avoid hitting him. And actually, Cortijo, born in San Juan, went to high school in Maryland. Waving to miss that one in the dirt. Now 1-2. And he swings at that one in the dirt. Throw to first by Ben Rice. Completes the strikeout. And that will end the inning. We'll head to the top half of the seventh. It is 4-1. Blue Jays lead after that Nunez shot puts them up ahead. Fans, don't miss out on the great weekly promotions here at TD Ballpark. Today and every Thursday home game is Dollar Beer Night presented by Budweiser. We've got $1 12-ounce beer, 12-ounce soda. Tonight and every Friday, excuse me, tomorrow and every Friday home game, we have buy one, get one margaritas and house wine. And Saturday nights, kids can run the bases after the game. Head to DunedinBlueJays.com to get your tickets now. We're back here, top half of the seventh, 4-1 ball game. Blue Jays lead it. Luis Quiñones still out there pitching. First pitch to Roberto Chirinos. The shortstop is in there for a called strike. Second inning work for Quiñones. Three strikeouts back in the sixth. With a infield single in between. He looked really good in his first appearance so far since going on the IL. Now 0-2. Quiñones out of the windup, kicks and fires. Cut and a miss. Fourth strikeout through four outs for Quiñones. That's going to bring up Luis Santos.
Second baseman, number one, Luis Santos.
First pitch to Santos. The curveball can't get it to catch that top of the zone. 1-0. Santos, 2 for 2, both infield singles, one to third, one to short. Swung on, popped up, back out of play. One ball, one strike. Quiñones kicks and fires inside. Two balls and a strike to Santos. Alexander Vargas, the DH on deck. Three-run lead for the Blue Jays. That one popped up. That might stay in play. Jansen getting underneath it towards the Blue Jays dugout, and that's going to land right in front of the dugout, right next to the stairs. They had a chance for it, but I think that wind, again, has been causing issues in each of the first three games in this series. It's been tough. The wind normally doesn't blow out to right field, but as we do get into the warmer time of the year, it will tend to shift a little bit. 2-2 from Quiñones. That one, fly ball left center field. Calling it off is Salinas, and he will make the grab for out number two. That'll bring up the top of the order, Alexander Vargas.
Designated hitter number 5, Alexander Vargas.
Nice kicks and fires. First pitch, that slider again, down low. His off-speed stuff is just so deceptive. It falls off the table. He's got great control of it. 0-1 the count of Vargas. That one in there. That one looked like the changeup. Right on the outside corner, 0-2. And cut and a miss. Change up again. Got him on three pitches. Three up, three down. Go the Tarpons. It's stretch time here at TD Ballpark. 4-1 lead. Blue Jays out in front. We're back here, bottom half of the seventh inning, 4-1 lead for the Blue Jays. Glenn Santiago will lead it off, followed by Francisco Fajardo and Jose Rivas. I'll do up. First pitch from Cortillo in there for a called strike. 0-1 to get things started here in the seventh. Cortillo came on after that Nunez home run. Liner right at the middle, just past Cortillo. That's going to be a base hit for Santiago. Leadoff man on for the Blue Jays. That's going to bring up Fajardo, who homered back in the third.
Designated hitter, number 29, Francisco Fajardo.
Sixth hit of the day for the Blue Jays lineup. Fajardo, the DH. Cotillo kicks and fires. Swings at that off-speed down low. 0-1 to start off the at-bat. Fajardo 1-for-2 with that home run. He grounded out to shorten his other at-bat. And Santiago looked to steal, and now the ball gets away. And Ben Rice able to get to it. Santiago was between two minds trying to see if he should go or stay. It would have been real close at second, either which way. 1-1 count. Grounder right side, that's going to be foul. Fajardo now down 1-2. Swung on, liner right side, foul again. Fajardo a little bit in front. A ball, two strikes. Santiago yet to record a stolen base this year. See if he goes here. He's trying. Nope, he does not. That's right off the end of the bat. Fouled off again. Fajardo keeping himself alive. Looks like Santiago's itching to take off over at first. We'll see. Two strikes. Fajardo has to go. And there goes Santiago before Cortillo even picked up his left foot. He's in there with a stolen base. Another Academy stolen base. A pitch taken outside. Cortillo steps off, taking a look at the signs, switching him up with a man at second. First stolen base of the year for Glenn Santiago. Now a runner in scoring position. Fajardo takes that one up above the zone. Now a full count. Santiago with a much easier time trying to steal than Adrian Pinto did in the last inning. Three-two fouled off by Fajardo. Cortillo gave him a real big smile. He thought for sure he was going to swing over top of it, but a late mid-swing adjustment by Fajardo. He slowed the bat down and was just able to get a piece of it. 3-2, grounder again. Same exact swing on that, on the same exact pitch in almost the same exact location. Fajardo getting a couple smiles from Cortillo here. He's impressed that he was able to stick with that. 3-2 again. And a grounder right side foul again. Cortillo's gone back with that same pitch three times in a row. And an almost exact same outcome each of the three times by Fajardo, able to foul it off towards the first base bag, and that one cut and a miss. Foul tip strikeout, I should say. That'll be out number one. Strikeout number three for
second
Cortillo.
Second baseman, number 7, Jose Rivas.
Jose Rivas, the second baseman, he's 0-2. First pitch, he cuts and misses at 92. No balls and a strike. Runner in scoring position. Dunedin trying to extend their lead. Currently up by 3. Top of the order on deck, Adrian Pinto. Cortillo kicks and fires. That breaking ball just inside. Maybe a little bit up above the zone. ball and a strike now to Rivas. Cortillo sets. Santiago dancing out there at second. Breaking ball that one a little higher, a little bit farther in. Now 2-1. Two balls and a strike. Cortillo fires. Fouled off.
Everybody clap your hands. Come on, y'all.
Count now 2-2. Clap. 4-1 ball game. Bottom half of the seventh inning. A runner on second, one away. 2-2 pitch. Grounder left side. That's fouled. Pulled it just inside the third base bag towards the foul side. Two balls, two strikes. Swung on, grounder, that could get through. It will, underneath the glove. They're going to wave Santiago around third, and he's going to score. An RBI single by Jose Rivas extends the Deans' lead up to 4 with one out in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Second RBI of the year for Jose Rivas, and Adrian Pinto will come up.
Now batting number 44, Adrian Pinto.
One on, one out, one run already across for the Blue Jays. First pitch, taken up high by Pinto. 1-0. He's 1-for-3, singled in the sixth inning. Scored the second run for the Blue Jays. Cut and a miss there, now 1-1. Had perhaps the most well-deserved stolen base that anybody has ever had, ever. A ball and a strike. Runner goes, Rivas, stolen base attempt, the throw will be in time to get him. Rivas caught for the third time this year. That wipes the runner off the base paths, and now two outs to Pinto. Two balls and a strike. Cortillo kicks and fires that one down in the dirt, away. 3-1 now. Movement in the Tampa pen. 3-1, fouled off. Now 3-2, misplay out there in the Tampa dugout. Can't tell who that was. Count to Pinto. Grounder over to short. It's going to be picked up by Chirinos. Throw is in time to get the speedy Pinto. And that will end the inning. But the Blue Jays score one on the RBI single by Jose Rivas. We'll head to the top half of the eighth. It is 5-1. Blue Jays fans, every home game this season will be streamed live here on the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network. Your Blue Jays continue this series against the Tampa Tarpons tomorrow for game 4 of this 6-game series. First pitch scheduled for 6:30. 6:15 broadcast start time. Go to DineenBlueJays.com for tickets or listen live here on the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network. back here, top half of the eighth inning, 5-1 ball game. Blue Jays out in front, trying to take the first three games of this series, and at worst get a series split. First pitch to Jason Dominguez is outside, taken for a ball, 1-0. Quiñones in his third inning. The 1-0, cut and a miss there. Now 1-1. Dominguez 0-for-3 on the day. Two strikeouts and a ground out to second base. 1-1, he takes that pitch up high. Two balls and a strike, fouled off, back into the netting. Now 2-2 to Dominguez. Dominguez coming into this game. 3 home runs, 14 RBIs. He's the third-ranked prospect in the Yankees organization. That's a foul tip strikeout. His third strikeout of the game. 6th strikeout for Quiñones. Through 7
left
outs.
Fielder, number 14, Madison Santos.
Quiñones looks like he hasn't lost a step since going on the IL. Madison Santos, the left fielder. He's 1-for-2. That first pitch is outside the curveball. 1-0. He's reached base twice. He's stolen a base, but he's been caught stealing twice now. Both of them to end the inning. That one in there, now 1-1. One ball, one strike. Quiñones kicks and fires, cut and a miss, now 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Quiñones side now, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Pitch on the way. That one just inside. Now a full count. Three balls, two strikes. Pitch on the way again. Outside, a walk drawn by Madison Santos. That puts a runner on with one away for Tampa. And, you know, if I was a betting man,
Marcos Cabrera,
I'd put a little bit of money on Santos trying to steal again here. Quiñones looks over at him now. Marcos Cabrera, the third baseman. That one up and in, 91. Ducked out of the way. 1-0 to start off Cabrera. Blue Jays lead by 4. Top half of the 8th inning. That one up high now, 2-0. Blue Jays do have some action in the pen. Santos not taking a big lead. Caught and a miss there. 92-mile-an-hour fastball. 2-1. At the time of Quiñones getting set, Santos only about 5 feet off the bag. Maybe 6. He takes a decent secondary. And by Cabrera, back-to-back fastballs. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Peeks over his shoulder. little bit larger lead here for Santos. Kicks and fires. Cut and a miss. Three straight fastballs, three straight swings and misses. Seventh strikeout for Quiñones, and that's going to get Donnie Murphy out. Let's see if he takes the ball. He likely will, and he does. Quiñones heads into the dugout. A very successful first relief appearance back for Luis Quiñones in his rehab stint. We'll be back with a new pitcher very shortly. We're back here. New pitcher for the Blue Jays is Wilhenis Alvarado, the big lefty. He's on for the eighth time this season. Takes over for Luis Quiñones, who threw eight outs recorded. Seven of them were via the strikeout. First pitch from Alvarado, the slider. Got him to chase at it. Grant Richardson, the first batter that he'll face. 0-1 the count. One on, two away. He goes right back with that same pitch. Gets the call. Now 0-2. Alvarado, sinker slider guy. He's on for the lefty-lefty matchup. The 0-2, that one just off the plate. Oh, I thought Richardson was going to get rung up from it. But it's 1-2. Looked real good. One ball, two strikes. One on, two away. Four-run ball game, top eight. Kicks and fires. That one just above the zone. Two and two. Richardson 0-2, two strikeouts. He was hit by a pitch in the first. And the slider gets him looking. He checked his swing. And that will end the inning. The Tarpons leave one. We'll head to the bottom half of the eighth. Blue Jays up by four, trying to add an insurance run or two. We'll be back. You're listening to the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network. We'll be right back. We're back here, bottom half of the eighth. 5-1 ball game. Blue Jays out in front. It's fishing night here. Large crowd at home here at TD Ballpark. Jansen, Martinez, and Nunez all due up in this half inning. First pitch to Jansen. Cut and a miss. 0-1 to start him. New pitcher for the Tarpons is Kevin Milam. The righty. He's on for the eighth time this year. That one's just off the plate. Now 1-1 to Jansen. One ball, one strike. Milam out of the windup. That one in. That one off the glove of Ben Rice. 2-1 now the count. Two balls, a strike. Gabby Martinez on deck. Kicks and fires. Cutting a miss. Brings Jansen down to a knee now. 2-2. The 2-2 pitch fouled off into the netting. Keeps himself alive now. Count stays 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Milam kicks and fires. Swung on, lifted into left field. Going back is Santos. That's going to be over his head. Extra bases for Jansen. He's going to reach second, standing up. A leadoff double for Danny Jansen. Runner immediately in scoring position. His second double right since fielder, being brought 20, to Dunedin Gabby on the rehab Martinez. Assignment. One on, no outs for Gabby Martinez. That's Jansen's first hit of the game. Blue Jays trying to add an insurance run here in the eighth inning. That one up above Martinez is away from it. Gets a loud reaction from the crowd. 1-0 to start. Milam kicks and fires, cut and a miss. That was the slider low and away. Martinez swung over top of it, a ball and a strike. Milam, the 1-1 fouled right off the end of the bat. Just next to Rainer Nunez, he watched it go right by him. A ball and two strikes. Bottom half of the eighth, 5-1 ball game. Blue Jays took the lead in the sixth inning off the Rainer Nunez three-run shot. Swung on, lifted, that's going to stay in the infield. Turning around is Ben Rice, that'll stay in play. He'll make the grab, it juggles for a little bit. But he's able to corral it for out number one.
First baseman, number 37.
One away, Rainer Nunez comes up. Popped out to second base twice before that three-run shot. The now league leader in home runs in the Florida State League. Broke that tie with Carlos Dominguez of the St. Lucie Mets. 9 on the season for him so far. First pitch inside. He backs away from it. 1-0. That one down below the zone. Now 2-0 to Nunez. Also on that home run, depending on what's going on elsewhere in this Florida State League. Nunez with 22 RBIs, now in just behind Khalil Watson, the shortstop for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Swung on. That's lined into right field. That's going to fall for base hit. And that gets kicked around. Coming around is Jansen. And into second will be Nunez. Misplayed out in right field. Let's see if they call that. That's going to be a base error, but let's see if the run counts as an RBI for Nunez. It likely would have scored Jansen anyway. It should end up being an error on Grant Richardson after he's made a couple of really nice plays. Well, the run comes in. 6-1 ball game. Blue Jays in front. Runner still in scoring position. They do rule it the error. So it's just going to be a single. Nunez, that ball got away from Ben Rice for a couple feet. He started taking off towards third, quickly turned around after he realized it didn't get too far away from him. Swung on, grounder over to third. Nunez coming forward, that's going to be misplayed at third. Do they rule him out? Did they tag him? Cabrera trying to tag Nunez, and I don't think they ruled a tag. That's going to be another error on the Tampa Tarpons. Put runners on the corners, and now Rachel Balkovec's going to come out. She's not headed towards the mound. She's headed towards the field umpire. She's trying to argue the case that Nunez was tagged by Cabrera. He's laughing with Cabrera, saying, nah, man, you didn't tag me. No big deal. We'll see how long this takes as Balkovec turns back around. It's a tough angle for the umpire to have. E5 puts Sotolongo on base. And now Roque Salinas will come up. Runners on the corners, one away. That one outside, taken for a ball by Salinas, 1-0. He's 0-3 today. Swung on, a fly ball to right field. Getting underneath it is Richardson. He will score. Nunez takes off from third. The throw will be past Ben Rice. Thrown out a second. Sotolongo in there standing up. A sacrifice fly by Roque Salinas plates Dunedin's seventh run, second of this inning, and now a runner in scoring position for Glenn Santiago.
Number five, Glenn Santiago.
We'll end up having to wait for an official ruling there because they're going to see if he didn't take off early. And they can't believe that it was not called on the appeal to third. The Tampa infielder shocked that it was not given to them the out. They thought Nunez took off from third early. So the first pitch to Santiago fouled straight down. Owen wanted to start him. Nunez is given that RBI, as is Salinas. Time called at the plate by Santiago. No error given on that throw. Going into second on the throw, though, is Sotolongo. Cut and a miss there. Santiago now down 0-2. Six-run lead for the Blue Jays. Still a runner in scoring position. Two outs. 0-2 count to Santiago. They've added two insurance runs here. That one Low and outside in the dirt, blocked by Rice. One and two the count. Francisco Fajardo, the DH, on deck if we get to him. The 1-2 pitch. Liner right side. That's going to be just foul. Now landed about a foot to the left and past the third base bag. Just barely foul. Would have been an extra base hit for Santiago and definitely would have brought home Soto Longo. Six runs scored by the Blue Jays over the last three innings to take this lead and extend it farther. Did he go? And he did not. 2-2. Count now 2-2. Milam kicks and fires. Swung on, fouled off right side. Santiago keeping himself alive. His team now leads by six. Strikes. Cut and a miss. Santiago down on strikes, and that will end the inning. But the Blue Jays score two, extend their lead out to six as we head towards the
Jays
top half of the ninth.
There, the home half of the eighth inning, 7-1 lead.
And Blue Jays fans, don't forget tomorrow and every Friday home game, we have buy one, get one margaritas and house wine here at TD Ballpark. Baseball and BOGO Margs on a Friday night. It's a great deal. It's a great time. Come on out. Go to DunedinBlueJays.com to get your tickets now. We're back here in the top half of the ninth. The Blue Jays lead by six. Pausing as someone out at WestJet drops something onto the field. Tossed up back into the stands by a Blue Jays bullpen pitcher. Can't tell who it was from here. But now we're ready to get started. It'll be Rice, Cannon, and Chirinos all due up in this half inning for Tampa. That first pitch, the slider. Low and away, taken for a ball. Alvarado still out there pitching. That one, the sinker. 1-1. Big cut and a miss there by Rice. He's 1-for-2, reached on an infield hit. Now one hits him. That'll put the leadoff man for Tampa on base and bring up Connor Cannon, the first baseman.
First baseman, number 50, Connor Cannon.
One on, nobody out. Tampa needs six to keep this thing going. And swung on, liner, that's going to get into left field for a base hit. First two men on for the Tarpons. And that will bring up Roberto Chirinos.
Shortstop, number 9, Roberto Chirinos.
Two on, no outs. Alvarado kicks and fires. First pitch in there for a called strike. Oh and one. Chirinos 0 for 3. Struck out all three times. Cuts and misses there. Now down 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Rice on second, Cannon on first. Alvarado fires. Swung on, blooper, that's going to get over the head of Pinto. They're going to send the runner, and that's going to be a throw to Pinto. Santiago tossed it to the shortstop, Adrian Pinto, instead of towards home. The run's going to come in to score.
Second baseman, number 1, Luis Santos.
I think maybe he thought he wasn't going to go. But definitely a potential throw play at the plate if the throw was made to home. That brings up Luis Santos, the second baseman. First pitch taken for a ball, 1-0. Santos, 2 for 3. Fouled off the end of the bat. Now 1-1. A ball and a strike. Alvarado trying to finish this game off. That one outside. Now 2-1. Alvarado not in line for a save. Came in when it was a 4-run lead for the Blue Jays. Now 2-2 as that one's called at the knees. Two two, that one low and away. Three balls, two strikes, full count. Top of the order on deck. Grounder, 0 to first. Nunez is going to just take it himself, step on first. That'll be one out, but both runners move into scoring position.
Designated hitter, number 5, Alexander Vargas.
One away, Alexander Vargas, the DH. He's 1 for 4. He struck out twice, scored the first run for the Tarpons in the first inning. First pitch, down low, taking for a ball. Second and third, one away. Blue Jays defense not overly concerned. Did he go on that one? Thought he might have, but they don't appeal for it. 2-0. Five-run lead for Dunedin. That one low and inside. That sinker. Now a 3-0 count. First base is open. One away. Swung on, lifted into left center field. Underneath it is Salinas. Runners are going to tag. The throw is going to be the third. He's going to hold up. The run from third will score. That was Connor Cannon. Holding at second is Roberto Chirinos, and now two down.
Now batting number 12.
Two away. Jason Dominguez, the center fielder. The switch hitter now batting right-handed with the lefty Alvarado on the mound. First pitch to him is up above the zone, 1-0. Runner on second, two down. 7-3 lead for Dunedin. Alvarado kicks and fires that one in there for a called strike. One and one, cut and a miss. Alvarado, one strike away from ending this game. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Dunedin trying to win their fourth game in a row. Take the first three games of this series against Tampa. Alvarado kicks and fires that one in there. Called strike three, and that will do it. The Blue Jays take this game by a score of 7-3. Celebration out on the infield diamond. High fives all the way around. The Blue Jays, they improve to 12-18 on the year. The Tarpons fall to 13-16. The Tarpons score three runs on eight hits. They committed two errors. The Blue Jays, seven runs on nine hits. They committed zero errors. The win goes to Luis Quinones, and the loss goes to Richard Fitz. We will be back for game four and potentially the series winner for the Blue Jays tomorrow against these Tampa Tarpons. First pitch scheduled for 6:30. Broadcast will start at... And another reminder, tomorrow and every Friday home game, we have buy one, get one, margaritas, and house wine here at TD Ballpark. Go to DunedinBlueJays.com to get your tickets. Or you can just tune in here at the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. On behalf of everyone here at TD Ballpark, I'm Chris Valentine. We will see you tomorrow night.